A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August the 25th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the trickling in of election results and the preliminary observers reports by observer teams from SADC, the European Union, the Commonwealth and others. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States, where former U.S. President Donald Trump was booked at the Fulton County, Georgia jail Thursday on 41 charges that he and 16 co-defendants participated in schemes to meddle in the United States' 2020 presidential election results. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
The first ever arrest photograph of a former U.S. president, taken just moments before Donald Trump pleaded not guilty to 41 charges, alleging he participated in a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in the key swing state of Georgia. Trump told reporters later Thursday that his opponents were trying to derail his presidential nomination bid.
What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before.
Trump, who is the current frontrunner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, is not under arrest and can still campaign.
Now, this could get quite messy, as you can quite imagine, especially because the trials are the schedule of the trials is the same as the schedule of the election.
Trump faces 91 criminal charges across four separate cases, including allegations of campaign fraud in New York, mishandling of classified documents in Florida, and charges in a Washington court that he encouraged the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. But some analysts say Georgia's charges carry the most weight.
This is the most serious one for him politically. And the reason I say that is because they have him on tape talking about how he wanted to change the outcome of the election.
At a prayer rally in Georgia this week, members of faith communities pushed back against calls to remove District Attorney Fannie Willis from her position because she is prosecuting Trump.
District Attorney Willis has demonstrated courage, integrity, and unyielding commitment to upholding the principles of justice that lie at the heart of our legal system. Her efforts to investigate and prosecute former President Donald Trump send a powerful message that accountability knows no bounds.
Outside the courthouse Thursday, dozens of the former president's supporters criticized the charges.
Our government, literally right before everyone's face, weaponized the justice system. This is crazy.
The president's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who is among the 18 co-defendants accused of a criminal conspiracy, said the charges were unjust.
This case is a fight for our way of life. This indictment is a travesty.
But analysts say the large number of co-defendants could be a key factor in proving the case against Trump.
When you bring in multiple defendants on a criminal case, many of them may decide that they want to make a deal with one of the prosecutors to lessen their own penalty that they would receive in the case. And by doing so, they would have to agree with the prosecutor to provide evidence that the prosecutor doesn't already have.
Willis has asked the court to begin the trial for Trump and his co-defendants on October 23rd of this year. Trump opposed the trial date in a filing Thursday afternoon. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Now back to our main topic. Addressing journalists in Harare today, the head of SADC Observer Mission, Mr. Nevers Mumba, said the Zimbabwe election fell short of the requirements of the constitutions of Zimbabwe and the SADC principle and guidelines on free and fair elections.
Some polling stations opened more than 12 hours after the stipulated time. The reason provided by ZEC for the unprecedented development was the unavailability of ballot papers, particularly for the local authority elections, and also due to previous litigation. Subsequent information from ZEC that they did not have adequate ballot papers has the unfortunate effect of creating doubts about the credibility of this process. The mission noted that some aspects of the harmonized elections fell short of the requirements of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, the Electoral Act, and the SADC principles and guidelines governing democratic elections.
That there was the head of SADC observation mission, Mr. Neves Mumba in Harare. Head of the Commonwealth Observer Mission, Ambassador Amina Mohammed, expressed her concern at the late delivery of ballot papers to polling stations in Harare and Bulawayo.
And for us, I think the challenge was that some were delivered on time and others were not delivered on time. And it was just about, you know, the two main issues, the logistics and the court cases, that the delay would have kind of crossed across all the ballot papers. And so we were actually very concerned about that. Very happy that they were delivered in the end. We're hoping that we get a full report on that. We have requested for it. And we will make sure that we make our conclusions very, very clear in our final report. But we were also concerned about that. And we were also concerned about the results we were given.
That there was the head of the Commonwealth Observer Mission, Ambassador Amina Mohammed in Harare. Chief Observer of the EU delegation, Fabio Massimo Casaldo, said there were many shortcomings in how elections were conducted by the Zimbabwe Election Commission. He also castigated the arrest of 41 workers of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network and the Election Resource Center, who were arrested for allegedly tabulating the election results. The workers were charged of contravening Section 66 of the Electoral Act and were released on bail of 200 today.
That curtailed rights and a lack of level playing field led to an environment that was not always conducive to voters making a genuine and informed choice in Zimbabwe's 2023 harmonized election. Voting was assessed positively. However, I would like to stress on the fact that unauthorized individuals, for example, members of the Forever Associate Zimbabwe, FAS, tracked voters at nearly one-fifth of the polling stations we observed, potentially indicating pressure.
Ultimately, the elections fell short of many regional and international standards, including key principles of equality, universality, transparency, and accountability. The election was also hampered by significant issues regarding the independence and the transparency of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC. The ZEC missed opportunities to increase public trust in the integrity of voting and result management.
The passing of regressive legal provisions and acts of violence and intimidation resulted ultimately in a climate of fear. The violent arrest around 40 members of ZESM and the ERC on the 23 of August adds to our grave concerns.
That was Fabio Massimo Casaldo, Chief Observer of the EU delegation in Harare. Meanwhile, ZANU-PF spokesperson Mr. Christopher Muchangwa castigated the SADC election observer mission head, Mr. Neves Mumba, and advised him to stay in his lane and not to meddle in Zimbabwean politics.
It is not the duty of a particular individual to arrogate to himself the role of the Constitutional Review Committee on the Laws of Zimbabwe. So, Mr. Neves Mumba from Zambia, I am calling you to order. So you don't delve into the laws of Zimbabwe. If you want to issue these laws, tell your relevant institutions, not to stand up on the committee, your relevant institutions, to take it up with SADC secretariat in Zambia. Otherwise, we know that in the future, it comes to meet the participants. And you will see, overall, in the cost of yourself, you will see. We don't think that's what the bank is ever about. He even goes further to try to make an issue about civic organizations and choose some against the others in Zimbabwe. He favors the few and others. Then he cast his spell on the other hand. This is the Bible.
And that was ZANU-PF spokesperson, Mr. Christopher Muchangwa in Harare. Please stay tuned as we'll come back in a break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this current issue of what's happening in Zimbabwe in the elections, we are joined by Professor Elliot Masocha, Mr. Promise Mukwananzi of the CCC, and Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF, as well as Lucy Chikowero, who will be joining us later on. Welcome to the program. I will start with you, Mr. Zavare. You heard what the observers said. What's your reaction? Mr. Zavare, if you can hear me, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We are asking you about the observers, what they said in Zimbabwe today. What's your reaction?
Well, the challenge that we often have with observers is when they seem to be observing something or at least paying a blind eye to something that would happen as in their own confession through their own mouth happen while they are observing and seeing, and seeing things. So the challenge that we have is when you take your own personal views contrary to what all the other observers in the group are interested in, as we now understand is the case with what Mr. Nevers Mumba did, then again you are basically being a detector. And if you are going to be a balanced observer, you have to show credibility, of which Nevers Mumba doesn't have credibility. Why I say so is that we know that he was part of the SATB, which is an organization that was formed by opposition parties in Southern Africa, in SADC, to fight revolutionary parties that include ZANU-PF, the ANC, the MPLA, Frelimo, and so on, Chama Chama Pinduzi. So we are aware of these views of opposing revolutionary parties. And unfortunately, these views have come out now during this important mission, which SADC as a body has sent him to do through his president, Hichilema, whom we also know has been fundraising for the opposition, including Nevers Mumba himself. So there becomes a challenge. When you compare what he has been saying and what the AU was saying and what the Commonwealth is saying, you can see where he's more aligned to. He's more aligned to the worst interest, that is the EU observers, rather than a fair assessment of what is actually a peaceful election that has been conducted here in Zimbabwe. A peaceful election where we saw people campaigning freely, where we saw people voting freely, making a choice of who they want to be the president of the country, their member of parliament, and their local council. We have read, marvelous, a very peaceful election. Yes, we accept that.
Let me come in there, Mr. Savare. Why is it that ZANU-PF, your party, has the propensity of attacking institutions that highlight its shortcomings, Mr. Savare?
Sorry, if you can come again with your question.
Why is it that when institutions are not favorable to what you believe the situation is as ZANU-PF, you tend to attack them?
No, we don't attack. We're not attacking. We are just raising things that are in the public domain. We are raising concerns like everybody else. You see, one thing we cannot do as nationalists, as ZANU-PF, is allowing foreigners to come and castigate our laws and insult us, insult our judiciary as Nevis Mumba has done, insult all our institutions as he has done. We don't accept that because we don't do it to other people in Zimbabwe. We don't do it as ZANU-PF. So you can't insult a whole country and its people and its laws because you've got your own personal objective, you've got your own personal agenda of seeing somebody who belongs to the party whom you are friends with, Morgan Tsvangirai, and of course Chamisa likes masquerade himself as the anointed son of Tsvangirai to take over the leadership of opposition. Now we see him coming to castigate our institutions because he's supporting Chamisa. That is unacceptable. You can't come in our country and dictate how we protect our country in terms of our laws, how we protect, how our MPs choose to protect us. If they pass in the MOFA law, if they pass in the cyber security bill, if they pass legislation to protect us as Zimbabweans, that is up to us as Zimbabweans. Just as it is up to the Americans, up to the British, up to any country which laws they pass to protect themselves.
Thank
now,
you there.
Mumbai, a foreigner from Mozambique comes to castigate our laws and our judges, our judicial system. That's unacceptable.
Thank you there, Mr. Savare of ZANU-PF. I'll cross over to you, Mr. Mukwananzi of the Citizens Coalition for Change. What's your reaction to positions made by the Observer Mission?
When we welcome the position taken by the Observer Mission, primarily SADC, which is the primary motherboard for our region, we have seen a fundamental shift in the attitude of SADC, an evolution, a reformation of SADC, and SADC speaking unequivocally against the transgressions that were created by ZANU-PF to undermine the freeness, the openness and the credibility of our election. But what is more interesting is that it's not just SADC that's condemned. SADC is important because it's taking a fundamental shift, and also that it is the primary motherboard of our region. But I can tell you that even the African Union, the Commonwealth, the European Union, and many others that spoke today in different media sessions, they did highlight, although to a different degree of intensity, but they were all very clear that the elections that have been conducted and interfered with by FARC and ZANU-PF, they failed the test of a free and fair and credible election in Zimbabwe. This is a historic moment in the history of SADC, where SADC is coming out clearly to state the truth as it is, and it is an indelible stain on the part of ZANU-PF and the Zimbabwe Election Commission, which failed dismally to conduct a different election. I think in the history of elections in our country, I want to say that this is the most shambolic, the most disorganized election ever held in Zimbabwe since 1980. And it has demonstrated beyond a shadow of doubt that Zimbabwe Election Commission has no capacity, is incapable, and unwilling to conduct a free and fair election in Zimbabwe. They have failed. They will continue to fail until certain reforms, which the Election Observer Mission highlighted in their report, are achieved.
And Mr. Mukwananzi, are we going to see your party contesting election results in court?
We are already contesting the election process. We are already contesting the results. You are contesting the freeness and fairness of the election. This does not mean that we have lost the election. We have actually won the election with a very, very massive margin. President Chamisa is leading in a way that has shocked ZANU-PF. We have seen them trying to revisit polling stations, recall polling officers to try and undermine or reverse the massive lead that President Chamisa is currently sitting on. But we are vigilant. We are out there. We are guarding the vote. We are urging our people to remain peaceful but vigilant and to be ready to protect their vote in accordance with what is permissible in a democratic society. This election has been roundly condemned by all and sundry. It doesn't matter the degree of the condemnation, but all the bodies were quite clear that the election failed the threshold test for a free and fair election. Nevertheless, we have said as CCC that we are ready to win even if the election is unfree and unfair. And we are confident that we have got the numbers that will overwhelm the unfairness and unfairness of this election. And that is where we are. We have won this election in spite of it being unfree and unfair. And even if we win and President Chamisa is endorsed as the president of the country, we will still underline that we had won this election even if it was unfree and unfair.
Thank you there. I'll cross over now to Professor Elliot Masocha on Skype. You heard what the gentleman just said. Please weigh in.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised when somebody is saying these were the worst ever elections in the history of Zimbabwe. That is absolutely a lie. Okay, we know where we came from as Zimbabwe from 1980 up to now, and things are getting, you know, they are getting better. Just because we did not win, it does not mean there were things that were not good in the elections. I was in Zimbabwe from 22 May to the 4th of August. And I drove throughout almost all Zimbabwe before the elections, and I was following the elections this time around, whether there were any violent acts or, you know, now we are in the, you know, after elections period. Whenever we look back, I think we should not, you know, look back so that we don't give the people of Zimbabwe hope. This is the time for us to unite and move on. There are going to be elections next time in 5 years. Let's prepare for that. And we are going to hold elections that we want to hold ourselves. And if somebody is saying they won elections, I don't know how they won elections, what evidence they have. Because we should always lean on evidence instead of saying things that we don't have evidence on. And then, in a way, some people are going to be angry and get in the streets. Okay, Zimbabwe is going to be our country, whether we like it or not. Okay, elections are over. What do we have from today onwards? It must be unity. I have heard opposition parties saying they are going to beat ZANU-PF, and yet they are the same parties that have split. Where is their strength in splitting? And going to maybe ZANU-PF, let's acknowledge things that may have been highlighted that have not gone the correct way, and we work together as Zimbabweans to correct that during the next elections instead of denying and denying and denying as if we are the only party in the entire world that is perfect when there is nothing like that.
So thank you. Thank you there, Professor Masocha. But what lessons can be learned here by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and ZANU-PF itself and also the CCC?
Well, the lessons is that, you know, observers, for example, they are going to see in their own different ways. Okay, but what happened is that the lessons we should learn is that no matter who says what about us, about our elections, we are supposed to unite as a country and move on instead of ripping each other because someone has said something. What do we Zimbabweans have to say about our elections without referring to observers? Because we were all observers. What did we observe that we see? When we don't want to look or even talk about what the European Union have said, what the Palestinian delegation have said, what do you as a Zimbabwean, you know, what did you see that did not go, you know, right? What did you see that went on good? And what are we going to do going forward to win elections or to lose in an honorable way. Because when you get in an elections, you're expecting to win and to lose. Because that's the reality of elections.
Thank you there. I will now cross over to Ms. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowere, the lady who's here based in the United States as Zimbabwean. Please weigh in on what the gentlemen have been saying. What's your view?
Thank you for having me, Ms. Mave. First of all, I would like to say we are all Zimbabweans. And whatever we do or say, we should do it in the interest of the country, not of political parties. Political parties come and go, but our Zimbabwe remains. It is very disheartening to hear the gentleman here talking about interference of an election of SADC when we have our own constitution that we are violating, when we are even violating the SADC laws. So do we want sovereignty without accountability? It is very disrespectful to our ancestors who fought for Zimbabwe. If you find that my grandmother had 5 sons go to fight the liberation struggle, some of whom never came back, and we have men who actually endorse people, when we boast of the highest literate rate in Africa as a country. We need to be Zimbabweans first before we are politicians. We need to think about the future of our children because they are not going to be here forever. I am very, very disappointed in you men because you are not the ones who are not born whenever I'm not putting Indians. The kids come to us first to tell us that Mama ndazingwa kuchikoro. Mama ndira sanitary pads.
Saka poitwa sei apa mai chikoro.
We need to align to our constitution. We need to follow it to the T. ZEC ire ku ZEC ino yafanira kutevedza mutemo yayo yakatara. Ine nemasimba avakapuwa neparamende yedu. Kuti tiite zviri pamutemo. Now we can't have beautiful laws on paper, but you can't implement them. I'm very, very frustrated, and I'm very, very disappointed by these men who call themselves ZANU-PF, guys who are coming to defend such levels of incompetence. Where on earth have you ever heard of a ZEC that is responsible could deliver ballot papers on time? They have 5 years to prepare for this election, but they failed to deliver ballot papers on time. And we are, and when it's being pointed out, that my guidelines, that our own government is part of that SADC, and they were endorsing these guidelines. And
thank you. Thank you so much to all my guests. Unfortunately, I don't even have time to go around again to give you a chance to speak. So I'd like to thank Professor Elliot Masocha, Promise Mukwananzi of CCC, Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF who's in Zimbabwe, and Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero here in the United States. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying, have a very good night from Washington.